boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy, and in comparison, you know.
To poor, rich.
Yeah, but all right, now, please, poor. All right, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
He was poor.
Talk about his father.
No.
Whose father was poor.
Okay. What do you call the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Seed.
Okay. What about the inside of a peach, the part you don't eat? Okay. How about the kind of peach where the flesh is tied against the stone? Okay, this is the type. How about there's two kinds of peaches. There's one where it's, you know, you cut them open, it's hard to get them apart. There's that kind of peach, and there's a type that you open up and the seed just almost falls out. Do you ever notice the difference?
I don't have any word for it.
What's the part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
Okay, have you ever heard anybody like drying up fruit, particularly apples, drying up apples? And you know, just drying them. And when you, in the process of drying, you're making what?
Wine, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. How about the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Okay, any other names that you
use?
Use goobers or anything?
No.
I'd say they name the child.
What other kind of nuts can you find?
Walnuts, pecans.
Or pecans. The kind of animal part?
Dog.
Okay. And
cashew.
Dog. What the type you get on Peter Paul?
Almonds.
Okay. You were talking about apples grow in orchards, and what grow in groves?
Mangoes grow in groves.
And citrus?
Dog like
orange.
Okay. If someone had a bowl of oranges sitting on the table, and you expected that one came back, no more.
One more time.
Say, the oranges are
watch out for dog.
Okay. Okay. How about the little red vegetables that taste peppery? It grows in the garden. They're a little root. Sometimes used in relish. Red.
Radish.
Okay. How about plants get, they get about this tall, have red fruit on them, use them in salads.
Tomatoes.
How about the little small ones? What do you call those?
Tomatoes.
You ever heard the term Tommy Toes? Okay, how about if you're eating steak, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay, and what's the kind of potato that you want to find that has yellow meat?
What kind of potato that you may find that has
yellow meat inside.
Yellow meat?
Yeah, it's usually long, it's a root.
Yam.
Okay.
Okay.
What about the type of vegetable that you cut open and your eyes start watering?
Onion.
How about, that's the bigger ones, and the small ones have, the green ones that you might pull out, the stem and all, what might you call those?
They have a little,
The ones that haven't got the bulb. Okay, how about, what's something that you use to make a gumbo? A vegetable.
To make a gumbo? A vegetable? You use to make a
gumbo?
A lot of things. Okra?
Okay, that's all I was saying. How about if you leave an apple or a plum out in the sun, it'll dry up and?
Rot.
Or, in just in terms of shrinking, it'll dry up and?
Wither.
Another word for wither?
Shrink.
How about it begins with it begins like shrink, but it's
swivel?
Alright.
Okay, so.
Did I say swivel?
I don't know. Begins
how about
it sounds like shrink, that was
fine. Shrivel? You ever use shrivel?
Shrivel?
The other day.
Sometimes.
Okay. The kind of vegetable that comes in big leafy heads, they use in concrete sometimes.
Cabbage.
If you have.
But I want to learn how to
more than one, you say those?
Cabbages.
Okay. If you're referring to how big they are, you might say those cabbages.
Those cabbages are huge. Okay. Great size.